This call is being recorded.
Padme Om Ma. Om greetings to you.
Greetings.
Someone on the phone had our sound. Sounds just like we do.
Oh, you all sound wonderful.
Yes, very wonderful. You're also very wonderful.
Thank you.
So thrilled here to be happy, very excited here to be with you. Very happy, very excited, very joyful, for there are so many things going on that are just beyond your grasp at this point. We speak here of the truth. We speak here of those things that are coming. We know we say this over, and you see this in many different aspects and through many different sources saying, it is just around the corner, it is soon, it is imminent, and all of these things. And we keep telling you, yes, but it is. It really is. And you will find that very soon. You will see that there are so many things about to, what did you say here, about to pop. And it is going to be grand. But as these things begin to happen, you are going to be somewhat, you will be in a position when they begin to happen to assist others in what is going on. They will be very disconsolate. They will be very unsure of what is happening, very surprised, certainly. Even some of you will be very surprised as some of these truths begin to come out. And they are already beginning to come out, but the floodgates are really about to open. We speak now of those various things that you are becoming aware of from your, not so much from your mass media, but from your alternative sites. You are becoming aware of these things. Those things such as the slave labor and the what is your thing here, the pedogate, and all of these things are coming out. Much, much more is coming out. Many truths about all of the things that have been going on in the background for some time. But because they're coming out, the cabal here is becoming out in the open. They are no longer in the darkness. Well, they are somewhat in the darkness, yes. But they are coming into the light of truth. And they can no longer hide in the shadows as they have done for so long. You are going to begin to hear names that you had not even known were of running the world, you might say, and those will be coming out soon. You are going to be seeing some arrests are going to begin here also very soon. There's so many different things. Your pharmaceutical industry is going to be turned upside down in some respects here very shortly as well. For there are many factions or many forces here that are at work to bring all of this down, to bring all of this three-dimensional world, your three-dimensional illusion, come crashing down. And it will come crashing down upon many who are unaware, many who are not ready for this, many who have no concept whatsoever of what we speak of here. But even those that have no concept, it is still getting out there. It is still getting into their consciousness. And then when the event happens, when the consciousness wave, the pulse of energy hits the earth, there will be so many more that will suddenly wake up. It will be as if millions and millions, even billions, of alarm clocks went off all at one time. All of you here who are listening to these words or will read these words after, all of you have already had your alarm clocks go off. You have already gotten up from your slumber. Some of you still somewhat slumbering maybe, but not so much as certainly you were up until this lifetime, and even some into just several years ago even have begun to awaken. And this is that time, people. This is that awakening moment where all is going to become coming forward and are going to begin to see the light. Literally. We speak here literally. See the light. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we have here. We're going to turn this over at some point to our dear friend and brother here, the one who likes to crack jokes and all of this. So he will be coming on. He will be the MC for your entire weekend here. But for now, we come a very serious thing here we need to speak of. Not that he cannot be serious. He certainly can. But it is more for us here, for myself here, to be with you for this. You saw in your schedule that we had James put down here that there is a choice to be made here. And this is very important because there is something going on in the world here in your country, in the United States of America, that is something that needs to be looked at and worked with here. We speak now of what occurs on your Long Island, okay? In that Montauk on Long Island. Some of you already know what we speak of here. It is still a very dark place, and it is still ripe, you might say, with the darkness there from the ones called the Chimera. And they are there, and they are rooted there in many respects. And the various meditations have been done, worldwide meditations have been done to bring the light to various areas of the world, but nothing has been attempted here except this group one time did attempt this. Some of you remember here, but it was a precursor of what we are attempting to do this evening. And that will be up to you, though. And we give this as a choice because and why we had to wait until this last moment here, the actual day for this, is because of what is involved here. You are going to, if you decide to do this, you are going to put yourself not in danger. We do not want you to think in terms of that because we will be very much monitoring this whole thing. But you will put yourself into a position where you will be known here as a group. And by those you would not necessarily want to know you, okay? So we're putting this out, but somebody has to do it. And if nobody is going to do it, then this group there, the ones that are still there, the percentage of those that are still there that has dwindled very much, but those that are still there need to be brought to the light or banished from the light. If you can understand this. So this is the choice. We leave it up to you to discuss this after we are done here and decide if you want to follow through with this evening. If you do, you will do that. Plus, we will also take you to the Rainbow Bridge and you will come to connect with your higher God self. This was already done once before, but we are going to take it a step further here than you did the last time. Any questions here on any of this that I have given here?
I'm ready.
Who said they were ready?
I did. Yvette.
Yvette, yes.
I'm ready.
Here. Not here.
Myra, New York City, I'm in.
I'm all in.
All in.
All in. That is a poker saying. But it is apropos here. It works. All in. Now, to understand here, Cynthia, Joanna, you have heard this before when we spoke long time ago about precipice. This is stepping off the precipice.
Uh-oh. Yep. Finally.
Not in terms of ascension, not yet, not fully. It is a step, though, toward this. But it is stepping off the precipice in that you are going into the unknown here.
Yes.
As you would step off of a precipice and you hope to fly, but if you're not ready, do not fly. You drop.
So, I'm ready. I know how to fly.
You're saying this all purposefully because it is important here. We are taking, ready to take this group into another direction here. We are ready to move, have you move forward and become more, what is the word here, influential in the world process here that is occurring. And this is a step in that direction. But it is only a step if you are ready to take it. Now, you do not need to answer now. We like hearing all the I ams and all of this, these things. That is wonderful, but we want you to seriously discuss this as a group, and even those of you over the phone as well, because you will be involved in this as well. And your individual names will not be known, but you will be known as a group once this occurs. And there may be attempts, possibly, retaliation.
We understand.
Very good.
I do.
Now, we are done with that, and that will be, we will await your decision, and we will see what will happen here when we come together again at your next time, at your 8 o'clock here, as we find it. Do you have any questions here now for One Who Serves?
So is stepping off the precipice, we've, you know, heard that many times, but is stepping off the precipice, does that mean exposing yourself to something greater than before and becoming as a group the greater of that exposure versus individual exposure?
Yes.
Okay.
Very well put. Any other questions?
Well, you must think we're ready, or you wouldn't be offering this. Do you think we're
correct.
Ready?
That is correct.
Thank
but
you.
It is a choice. We cannot make choices for you. We
right.
can only put them out there, and if you decide to go with it, then we will move to the next step here with this group.
Isn't it like choosing to be chosen? Basically?
Yes. But you are all light workers. You are all already have chosen to be chosen here. You came here as a mission, as a group mission, as individual mission. So all of that is in play here.
One Who Serves, do we have your protection? Is it going to be under special protection?
That is what we said, yes. We will be very much monitoring this whole process. In fact, we will likely guide it. James will begin it, but we will take it over. It will be important.
I had a quick question. Oh.
Yes.
Can you, and it might not even be necessary, but could you give me kind of a, do these look like normal people? Are they dark shadows? Are they like the Archons, or I mean, what
not
is,
the Archons, no.
Okay, what are we speaking of?
They can,
so I have
can be as human looking as you.
Okay, are they behind them? It is something else?
Yes, they have a soulless expression behind them.
Okay, are you talking about Manta?
Yeah,
yes. Oh, okay,
and the Chimera there,
just to get me to visualize more.
The only
very
one that
late.
Really speaks. Greatly about this one, the one called Cobra.
Yeah.
Because of the Pleiadian connection there. Mm-hmm. Others have also spoken, but primarily it has been this one. But it is time.
Yes.
Okay.
Namaste, this is Moses. Have 2 points. Number one, can I please stand in the front with the flag? Number two, how many scalps can we bring back? Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Second question. What was the second question?
I mean, what can you
how
bring
many
back?
Scalps can he bring back?
Oh, my goodness. So this isn't a war.
Well, yes and no.
It's not a physical war.
No, not a physical war, certainly not. But it is a war between the dark and the light here.
Yeah.
And you can be influential in this. And yes, Moses, you can carry the flag in front. But we would think that you would want more than a flag.
I am honored. Thank you very much.
At least a shield.
Yeah.
And possibly the sword of Archangel Michael as well.
Yes. John, did you have a question?
Are these ones in Montauk, the ones that did animal genetic experience?
Yes. They have done many types of experiments, and many who have been kidnapped and abducted and all of this have found themselves there in many respects. One, this is one of the places, but this is one that still exists, where it is still their stronghold, you might say.
When you say they're a soulless expression, so does that mean that they are not biological, or they are not connected in any way to Source?
They are biological. They are connected to Source, but not as you are at this time. All is connected to Source. There is no way that anything can exist without Source. But a soulless expression, because they have given up their souls.
Oh. Voluntarily?
Over a long period of time, yes.
Wow.
High-level addiction.
Not hear that?
It's a high-level addiction, what I feel. The stealing of the light.
High-level addiction?
Yes.
I feel they're addicted to stealing the light and in defiance of Creator.
Now we understand, yes. Your English language sometimes gives us fits here. But yes, we understand.
Yeah.
Other questions here?
I have a question. I'm certainly not saying that I'm not in, because I am. I'm just curious why this is something that obviously can't be handled from the beings in the higher dimensions, such as Archangel Michael and so forth, that it's necessary for those on the planet here to help deal with this, or I guess I'm just wondering why the other higher beings are not able to take care of this without our...
You are our etheric arms and legs here.
Absolutely. 360.
This is why. You are the ones you have been waiting for. You have heard this many times. We as the Ascended Masters have been here for a long time, and we have been doing many things in the background and moving things here and developing the plan and continuing the plan. But there are times when it is up to you as a collective race here, even though we are part of this collective race, it is up to you, those of you that are here on the planet in body, it is up to you to take this forward here as much as possible.
And isn't it, just to clarify that, the fact that we're incarnated in body and we are one with the earth and we claim the earth, then we're accountable for the message.
Yes, that is correct. But in many respects, you have been kept in the dark as a race, as a collective here. You have been kept in the dark by just a few, relatively speaking, ones that are in the darkness and holding the light away from you as much as they could. But those times are gone. They can no longer hold the light back. Because you, as the light workers, have come into the planet over many lifetimes here and continuing to bring the light, anchor the light. And this is what you came here for. And now, as a group, we are looking to step this up, because as a group, you have a major potential for influence here. We have heard your prayers. Many of you have asked, how can I make more of a difference? Many of you have asked this of your higher selves. And we have heard these prayers and these admonitions. And we are now realizing that this group is prepared and ready for this step here. And after this, there can be more. This is not for the weak here. Please understand this. For anyone out there that does not want to be a part of this, will need to abstain from this. And there is no condemnation whatsoever here. It will be perfectly fine. But as we say, even if you participate or you do not participate, they will not know who you are, only who the group is. And
I'm very honored.
They will attempt, if they can, to hold this group back, because you are going to become known to them if you do this. Cannot stress enough the importance here.
When you say hold the group back, you mean some trying to attempt some harm or something as a group?
Not so much harm, no. They cannot physically harm you. Do not think in terms of that, but they can psychically attack as a group.
As a group, okay.
Yes. Not individuals, because they will not know who you are.
The collective group.
Now, also understand that as a group, you are becoming very well known in our circles.
Mm. Cool.
And in those of the Galactics and those of the Gartha, they're coming aware of this group.
It's time.
Yes. Very good.
Are you going to give us a process? Is that ultimately what you're going to do? Process to accomplish?
We are going to take you through this process. Yes.
Okay. And I guide.
We're going to guide it.
Okay.
James did not know the full ramifications of this until now.
He might not have. Yeah.
So we know he would have gone through with it anyway.
He would have done.
Yes.
He is one that has been asking, how can I make more of a difference? How can we as a group make more of a difference? More influential.
Does that require that those that are not strong about feeling that they're an influence, that they believe that they are an influence?
Please repeat this question.
Okay, so those beings that don't believe they're much of an influence, is it required that they strengthen their belief about being an influence?
Believing is seeing. So yes. Become more of an influence. You see, just as a light worker, just doing as you do in your everyday process, because of your consciousness, you are making a difference. But now we are speaking in terms of taking it higher. Another step forward here. Being more of an influence.
Didn't we come with this light? Because a lot of times I didn't think I was doing much or whatever until I was told that we came with this light, that then when we woke up, we are light workers.
That is correct. You each carry the light. You are light bearers, light workers, light sharers.
She said before she woke up, though. Weren't you born into it? I mean, didn't you carry light?
You carried light, yes, but when that alarm clock went off and it said, now is the time, and you came out of your slumber, that was the beginning of your purposeful mission here.
Right.
But your missions as individuals and as a collective group here, are going to be shifting here. They're going to be changing. You're going to be moving more into your mission that you came here for.
Woo!
Good, yes.
Has to do with what Sananda has spoken of previously, has mentioned it a few times here, of the 12, the tables of 12.
Woo! Boy, that's something, some responsibility.
Ashtar, Sananda, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, all of the ones that come through to this group are all behind this. They are ready to assist. You will have a great deal of protection to do this. Archangel Michael will be there with his shield and sword.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid anyway.
Me neither.
No way.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I've been waiting for this moment.
That's why many of you have been called together here. Mm. And why this group, beyond the ones here in physical form, this group has grown greatly through the phone connection here, through the radio connection from the Anne, our dear Anne, and is continuing to grow. And this is just the beginning, people. You are going to explode here as a group as you go through. Cannot say more on that now. We do not want to... what is the word here? Frighten James too much here. He'll have too much responsibility thrown on him here.
We're all together.
Is this the timeline increasing that I've been feeling over the past few days? I have a profound feeling of that the timelines have been sped up.
Yes.
All of this.
They have been sped up, yes, as you're saying, and they are splitting apart, as Archangel Michael gave some time ago, into two separate timelines. Not completely yet, but it is moving in that direction. And when the event occurs, there would be the split here.
I have a question. The one David Wilcock said that the Montauk Project was a chair from a UFO, and only a person who was of the right vibration could operate the chair. And they said they were using it to like view the future, and they messed up the timelines or whatever. Is that any truth, or can you explain any of that or not?
It is, yes, there is very much truth to this. For those ones of the cabal, those of the dark forces, have done much to attempt to alter the past, alter the future, to do all of these things that they're not supposed to be dabbling in. And they have done it nevertheless, and at some points they have been stopped by, for a better word to use here, like a time police here. This is real. There is such a thing. And but they have attempted to do so as well, and they have created shifts in time. And then others have to go behind them and undo those shifts. But sometimes they are permanent, and these shifts have occurred here. So this is coming to an end. But the chair, as you are speaking of, with the Montauk Project, is correct. They had access to this. But you have access to this as well. You do not need a chair. You can sit in a chair. That is fine. And we are going to attempt to do this with you as well this weekend here, where we are going to attempt to take you into the future here as a group.
Wow.
Great. Thank you.
Think in your own chair for this. You do not need a contraction, you see.
Yeah.
You are your own time machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's operating.
Thank you for
your
that.
Third eye center.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes. For those of us that do say yes, what is the objective of getting us all together and working on the Chimera group? What is the objective?
The objective is to take them out of the picture.
Okay.
Cannot be more blunt than that at this point. They need to be taken out, not forcefully, not or physically or anything of this nature. You cannot affect them in that way, but to bring them, give them an opportunity to come to the light, and if not, they will be banished from the light.
Thank you.
So I get an idea that part of the process is to blast them with light.
That is correct.
Heart chakra, high heart.
Light, love, all of this.
Love and light.
Love and light, yes. But many of them will not go through this. And they will be consumed by the light.
If we work on that, would those that participate in coming to the light, would they regain their soul connection?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a choice.
And those who do not, I don't like to say or wonder about, but does that mean second death?
That is correct.
Their soul will no longer be.
That is correct. But
and does that go back to the source to be recycled again?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my. I hope they come to the light. Oh.
But no matter what, it's all light. So as beloved Anne has said to me many times, don't resist it. It makes it worse. So as they're resisting the light, it just becomes bigger for them. And though it may not be their own acquiescence, it will be their surrender. And then they are absorbed back into all that is and start over again. What a blessing.
That's correct. At times it is so difficult for one to face the extremes that are there for that one to continue on.
Now, what I was told.
Wait a minute, he said. Hold on.
There is an interruption here. Wait a moment. Is interruption over?
No.
Can we wait? We have lots of time. But you know, time is an illusion anyway.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Tad.
Yes, your question now?
Oh, yes. I was told that I think my higher self gave me information that this whole mess started with a planet that had gone through ascension, and there were souls left over that either weren't able to ascend or refused to ascend, and they were offered a second chance at incarnation on Gaia, and Gaia agreed that she would take those souls, they could incarnate here, and they could try again. And what happened was with these souls actually were at such a lower vibration than the rest of our ancestors or us, that they actually started lowering the vibration of all existence on this planet in 3D, and that what ended up happening was that attracted even more lower vibration souls into this existence. And so when we were still Lemurians, we were of a very high vibration in comparison, and we were love and light. Our society had no strife at that point. Is this information that I'm getting correct?
Yes, but you are only looking at a small portion of it. You are only looking at it from the point of view of this planet and the solar system. Now take it to the extreme, beyond the galaxy, beyond this universe. And now you are looking at an entire process here that has occurred, that has brought the darkness from the light in terms of bringing about duality. And this is what occurred a long time ago. What is your saying? A long time ago, a galaxy far, far away? Right?
Yeah.
Star Wars? Star Wars was true. Oh, it was true. It is true. Even to this point, it is yet true. But it was long ago that this occurred here. You are here. And these ones have come down in vibration and pulled many down with them as they could. Because it is a matter of wanting to be in control. It is a matter of wanting to be the God source, but be independent of the God source, but yet still have the God source powers. You see?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Yes.
So this this activity that this group is engaging in, sending light to this group, which has a higher priority, everybody within this group emptying the darkness within them, or being focused on this external target, which has more priority from the standpoint of source?
Are you saying the darkness from them?
Yes, we all have our shadow selves.
Oh, now we understand. You are not going to be playing around with that at this point. That will come. That will come after the event. That will come after the consciousness shift. Many who have the shadow part of themselves, call it a part of the ego here even, that will dissipate over a period of time as you go through this ascension process. We're speaking of taking your light and magnifying it greatly, just as you have been doing. You see, we have been moving you in this direction over a very long time now. Those meditations that we have been giving you through James and through Susan previously as well, we have been doing this where you are then sending the light. You are magnifying the light over the Christ consciousness grid. You are all aware of this, right? But this time, you're going to do this, and you are going to focus everything on that one area. Now, think about all of the magnifying focus of the light that can come from this into that one place. Not helter-skelter across the planet, as occurs when we do this, but all focused as a magnifying glass. The light going through the magnifying glass and burning up what it hits with the violet flame. You see? Purging everything out. But focused, crystalline focus through this magnifying glass. And you are the magnifying glass. You as a collective group. You see? This makes sense to you now.
Yes.
Does this answer your question, Charles?
Another question. Does not this energy that's coming in for the ascension process also work against these beings themselves?
That is correct.
So wouldn't that take care of this?
It would, but are you ready to move on? You want to keep waiting?
No.
You are going to be able to, just as the meditations, the worldwide meditations, have given a great big push here. Much was accomplished from these meditations. The Maharishi effect, if you know this, where thousands come together and meditate on the same thing, they can bring about great change. Well, you as a group, magnified as we are speaking here, with all of us working with you, all of the galactic sending their energy, their light down, from the, and also even the Prime Creator himself, herself, however you want to look at it, cannot get into that aspect now, but all of this energy coming down through you as the magnifying glass, focused to burn away all of the dross, all of the darkness that is there.
So I kind of got, I don't know if I have the words, but we're like the water filtration system. It's the event that creates this opportunity for the planet to elevate with its being. Cannot occur without our cooperation. So so we must cooperate with the event for the event to materialize.
That is correct.
So I understand Charles' question because I've had it many times for myself. But it seems that when you're given an opportunity to clean something up or help the light to anchor, even if your light is not as clear and bright and crisp as you'd like it to be, in the process of the action of helping, your light crystallizes and becomes brighter.
That is correct. But you have been acclimating to these energies for some time now, and you have been anchoring this light for also some time. We speak now of lifetimes here. You have been working with this in many different aspects.
So we just have to give ourselves credit for
that.
That
is correct. If you saw yourselves the way we see you, you would not believe it. You would already think yourself as ascended masters.
Wow.
You are. You actually are. But that is for another time to get into that aspect.
Well, what I'm being told now is that this has been delayed thousands of years. So if that's true, then it would have been many, many lifetimes that this has been going on.
Yes, you have to understand, though, that the ones that are known as the Cabal made a choice some time ago to give up, to turn over to the light. They did their job of bringing about, giving an opportunity for advancement, for movement in consciousness by creating this entire duality process. But they were supposed to, this was the agreement, that they were going to surrender, you might say, at a certain point. And when that point came, when they were faced with this choice, they chose to stay where they are. They chose to stay in control, to continue to go about their nefarious activities, and delayed the process greatly. But now it is time. And Prime Creator, God's Source, has said enough is enough. And as we were saying, the process is being stepped up. You have heard of this previously, as the galactics have been given the green light, you might say, to begin to show themselves more and more, to to move this ahead greatly.
And accelerate.
To accelerate everything, yes, by showing themselves, having people realize that the idea of being alone here on the planet is not possible. And more will begin to show themselves. And this is already happening. If you look at your various sources, you are already beginning to see an increase in sightings all over the world here. This is going to continue. From soft disclosure into hard disclosure. Full disclosure. Questions here?
Can anyone hear me?
We hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello.
Here we go.
Anyone else here before we release channel?
So I have a question about something that we were discussing this past Sunday about saying amen. And as to what that really meant or where that came from. And so can you tell us about what that the amen is, saying the phrase amen at the end of it?
Yes, but there was nothing that you came up with earlier, as we find it from this discussion here. You can take this back to the priesthood in Egypt, the Aban priesthood. And at that time, after the one Akhenaten, which was the one following the sun god, you might say, the pharaoh that worshipped the one god, and this developed into the ones coming, that similar to the Yeshua coming against the Philistines, and those that were in control at that time. And where he was a voice that was speaking out against the establishment. This is very similar to the one at the Egyptian time, the Akhenaten, who was following a one God source, and the establishment did not like this. So therefore, there was what was called the Amun priesthood, A-M-U-N. See how close this is?
Yes.
And after this, they became the gods, you might say, of that area. They became in control. It's all about control. And every time you say amen, you are pronouncing in some respects, if you are looking at it this way, you see. And it was partially to... again, about control and having you as the people create the continuing process of being under control here. Now, that is not to say if you say amen at the end of a prayer or anything of this nature that there is anything wrong with this, but you have not heard us say it either.
Right. So I have experienced and noticed that intention is the manifester and intention is the result, and it's very strong in the human will. So if you say like amen after a prayer, if your intention is different, like just to close the prayer or to be loving or whatever your intention is, that's the meaning it's given. That's the way it's received.
That is correct. We are only giving the origin of this.
Sure. So, but what I find really important, and I wish I could be as conscious about this every moment of my life, which I'm not, but anything that we do, it seems that intention is the manifester of it. And so if your intention's not clear or clean, nothing happens. Nothing manifests.
Intention is required for manifestation.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. And the good intention manifests something desirable, right?
Just as the bad intention will create something undesirable.
Right. Right. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, amen agrees with, you're agreeing with what was said, or you're closing something, you're saying amen, people say amen because they agree. Is that true?
Yes, that has become that, yes.
If that's your intention.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
In other words, there is nothing wrong with it. But in the ones who have created that in the past, it was meant for a different purpose.
Not good purpose.
Yes. Similar in many respects to the process in the church of, and you spoke of this, of the sharing of the blood and the wine, or the body and the wine, the body and the blood. See, very similar to this. Brought into the people's consciousness, and in so doing, every time they did this process, and millions do this process every week, they are unwillingly and unknowingly, and this is important because there is no intention on their part, but they are participating in this process and feeding the other side here. But this has greatly been diminished here over time. The archons are nearly gone. But at one time, they were many. Anything further here?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Oh, you can? I'm sorry, I was the one before where you got the feedback. I had to call in a second time because you couldn't hear me speaking, so I apologize for that. Just a quick one, one who knows, bless you. I am having...
Oh, please. We are not the one who knows, for no one knows everything. We are one who serves.
One who serves, I'm sorry. There's another one called that by that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're aware of that.
Who serves. I am having issues with getting my third eye open and being part of this group and wanting to help as much as I can in every way. Will this help facilitate that further, or do I need to do that before I will be able to serve the group better?
All of these processes we have been doing over a time period here are working toward this, very, as you are saying here, the opening of the third eye, the creating the connection once again with your DNA, expanding this as it once was, all of these things, being able to anchor the light, hold the energies within you, be able to be in the higher energies and not become ill. All of these things are a part of this. All working toward this at your own level that you are at, individually and again as a group.
Wonderful.
Which incidentally, we did not mention this yet, but it is in your schedule as well. We're going to, as a group, because of all of this process that is going on, there is going to be a group initiation that is going to occur here. And it will be, what is the word, hosted or looked over, you might say, by the one initiator, Sanat Kumara.
Oh, wonderful. Mm.
Can you hear me from the phone?
Okay.
Hello? Oh, great. Hi. Thank you for what I wanted to ask. Well, say one thing, two things I wanted to just sort of speak for a minute. And one is that it occurs to me that what you're saying about what could be possible in terms of what would be the repercussions of us participating. And I know I'm skipping back to that because I wanted to talk, but you know, my phone wasn't working. But it occurs to me that we really then need to be diligent in the aftermath. Like as we are looking at what is our frame of mind and how are we feeling you know, 4 weeks or months after this. We just can't assume, you know, that there's nothing happening. We need to be diligent, sort of guarding our light, if you will, making sure we keep it as high as possible, you know, asking for the archangel's assistance, you know, doing our meditations, doing whatever we need to do, you know, because otherwise that could creep in there and we don't think it's that, but that's what's bringing us down. Would that be a fair assessment of the situation?
That is very wonderfully correct, yes. You are okay. Going to need to be more diligent, as you say, to be in the higher vibrations as much as possible and not allow yourself to drop down as you have many have done and continue to do at times. Be more and more important. But you will also have the, what is the word here? The energy to be in those higher vibrations as you do this, more and more.
Okay, wonderful. And the other thing I wanted to just say, or ask, or request, I guess, maybe, perhaps, I don't know if this is possible. So regarding the cabal and everybody there, and I know this has been accumulated, who they are and how they are, has been accumulated over thousands and who knows, millennia and whatnot. But the problem is, in order for them to see the light, so to speak, you know, you don't really have a choice. If you are, in other words, if you're a dog, you're going to bark. If you're a cat, you're going to meow. If you're a nasty human being or a person who hurts people, that's what you're going to do. So the only way that we could possibly shift that for them is for them to actually see that that is not really who they are. That's only who they've been playing, which plays in the arena of the kind of work that I do, but on a human frame. So, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Landmark Form or anything like that. That's the human expression of how we undo, you know, the dog barking or we're the cat meowing, you know. Is there anything that we can drop as a possibility into the minds of these souls that would help them to see who they really are?
That is what this whole process is about.
Oh, all right. That's great. Oh, I'm down with that. Okay. So this is the dropping. Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Anything further here?
No, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. That clarified it.
Conference locked.
And we are going to...
Conference unlocked.
Here, just temporarily here. He wishes to say one or two or maybe three or four things. And then you can be on your way here and continue your day.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, it is so good to be here with you again, each one of you. We just so enjoy these times to be with you, to laugh with you, to have joy with you, and yes, even time sing with you. Mm-hmm. And although it does not come through this one, James, too well when we sing. Yeah. So maybe we do not attempt that this time. But who knows? Okay. All kidding aside here. We're going to do many things. We're going to have much fun here. We're going to share. We're going to experience much. And just get ready to party, okay, people? That is what this is all about.
Yeah.
Not so much the serious part. Yes, this was important here, and this is very important. As the other one who served said here, it is very, very important to go through this because it is time. And it is time for all of us to be involved in this process here. But again, that will be up to you to discuss here as I leave this process with you. So get ready. Get ready to have a wonderful show. Get your seatbelts fastened. This is one of the reasons why we have kept saying to James to say this. Get ready, fasten your seatbelts, because the ride may be getting a little bumpy. This is one of the reasons we speak of this. Okay, Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Be the one.
Shanti.
Shanti.